This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Have you ever wondered what controls how you age or how your pet ages? Have you ever heard about stem cells or what they do in the body, what they are? This is a foundational piece of good health and longevity for us and our pets. And I'm very excited to be joined today by co-founders of a beautiful company called Healthy Home that makes a cutting-edge product for us and for our pets that helps us roll back the hands of time in a way, support our bodies to heal naturally, which is really true healing. So I want you to get ready for some amazing information. But before we start, we have to take a short break from our sponsor. Got to keep the lights on. So grab that favorite beverage, get comfortable, and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Pet Health Coach on Pet Life Radio, and I'm Jody Teich, your host. We're here today to talk about stems. Stems? Stem cells. Stem cells are our master cells. And what they do in the body is truly ingenious for us and our pets. So I'm really, really happy to be joined today by co-founders of a beautiful company called Healthy Home, making cutting-edge products that solve real problems. We're here today with Dr. Amber and Dean DeGrassi, and also with Steve Perkins. They are co-founders of this company. But I have to say that with Amber and Dean, Healthy Home is their baby. Yes, they have a fur baby, but this is their first own company. They really wanted to make it count for something important and good for us all. So I'm really, really happy to have them all here today. Welcome, Dr. Amber. Welcome, Dean. Welcome, Steve. We have a lot to dig into.
Thanks for having us on. Jody, this is exciting.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, I am thrilled. And it is exciting. What's exciting is that you guys are sharing something so important for better health, more longevity, that's natural, that stimulates our own bodies to heal. That to me is always the buzzwords right there. You know, I love that. So let's dive in and let's help people understand what's so important about stems. So I guess the best place to start is to explain what stem cells are, because not everybody knows, or maybe they've heard of it, but they're not sure. So what are stems and how are they important as contributors to longevity?
I love that question. And thanks again for having us on, Jody. We're excited to do this with you. And what a remarkable group this is that we get to talk about our fur babies and the things that we love. You know, when we started to get into this space, stem cells really was a buzzword. It's one of those things a lot of people have heard about, whether that's the injections or even some, you know, they do some harvesting of that when people are born. And so people naturally know what stem cells are, but they're not really familiar with what they actually do in the body. And so the stem cells that we refer to are the adult stem cells that live naturally in our body, often in the bone marrow. And these stem cells play a very important role in the body. They essentially are pluripotent, which is a fancy way of saying they become other cells within the body. So when a cell is damaged or is in need of replacing, it signals a stem cell to that cell, and that cell, stem cell, can actually become an organ in the body or actually help with tissue repair. And so, as you mentioned, it really is the reparative system within the body, and that's the role stem cells play in the human body and, interestingly enough, in our pets' bodies as well.
Perfect. I love that. So really just thinking about repairing cells, that already says to me, you know, we're extending youthfulness, vitality, because we've got our bodies working optimally in that regard. So that's really, really cool. So, okay, how does the body naturally produce these stem cells? Like, what role do they play in maintaining health and repairing damage? How does that kind of like work?
Yeah, no, great question. And really, when I mentioned there in the stem cells, we're all born with these stem cells. And we're young, these stem cells are circulating through the body all the time. This is something that we know, that's kind of that growth aspect. As you start to age, probably around 30s, 40s, and in pets, really kind of when they get out of that puppy stage, the amount of circulating stem cells does start to decline. This is something that is pretty easily measured in blood work. You can see the amount of stem cells circulating in the body really sharply declines. And so what happens is those reparative cells, those stem cells that become part of other cells, just there's not as many circulating. And so essentially that's kind of the aging process that we deal with. Your body does a remarkable job given what it has, but the limiting factor of the decline of the stem cells in circulation kind of limits your body's ability to repair itself like it was when you were younger. And so that's really where stem cells really play an active role. We know this from injections. You probably know someone that's received stem cell injection therapy that can cost $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for just a 3-4 injection treatment. But very few people know that these stem cells do also live within your body in that bone marrow. And that's essentially what they do. They're signaled to an area, and that area and that cell, that organ, even joints, things like that, you can receive all that reparative function with these stem cells. So it's really a remarkable thing happening in our bodies. And I always say that really the miraculous thing there is what our bodies are able to do.
Oh my God, yes. I mean, it constantly is blowing my mind what our bodies can do. But also, you know, you think about a lot of the incoming, you think about the environmental toxins. You know, we have toxins our bodies are dealing with every day from everywhere. Our food, even if we eat clean, our food, our air, our water, you know, our pups and cats walking on the grass, the ground, whatever it might be. So that's constantly compromising our bodies and the different organ systems that these undifferentiated stems can then go to once they're activated in the body. So if as we age, we're making less, but we need more, then this is such a beautiful way to bypass, well, so many things. We're going to get into that later about the difference between traditionally how we would attempt to activate stem cells in the body and then how we are able to do it today, which is very, very exciting. Okay, thank you, Steve. That was very informative. So let's talk a little bit about the different types of issues that stimulating, activating more stem cells in the body can help address.
Yeah, that's something, and I'd love to get Dean and Amber's thoughts on this as well, because we deal with this a lot, right? We've shared this product for both humans and pets for quite some time now. And the miraculous thing is we always like to say, and we'll get into how it actually works, but we always say our product does not contain stem cells, it activates stem cells. And so one of the most important things to recognize is we don't claim to, nor is it really possible to direct stem cells exactly where to go. Your body essentially calls for them. There's a signaling mechanism that says, hey, I need some help here. And then those stem cells go there. And so what we typically find is really a myriad of benefits that people receive. And it's only because, again, your body is calling for where the repair is needed. But we do know that stem cells do travel to and can essentially replicate themselves to become parts of critical organs in the body, joints, even blood itself. Red blood cells. There's this important thing, the brain. So there's all of these things that scientifically we know what the stem cells can go and impact. But I think the cooler part, maybe I'll let Dean and Amber touch on this a little bit, is what we see in the day-to-day. People just feeling better, sleeping better, doing all these things. And this is something I know you guys work very closely with the sales field. And so you guys get a first, really the first row, you guys are watching all of these people really impact their lives.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see what's happening within the company right now. But I know a lot of people think that stem cells, maybe they have a knee injury. So when they take this product and release their own stem cells into circulation, that they're going to go to where they maybe have pain or issues. But in fact, the stem cells are highly intelligent. They go where they're needed. And it could be anywhere within the body. But we're seeing like one issue that I see with a lot of people is sleep. And sleep is the natural repair system within our body. And I hear and talk to a lot of people that tell me that they're experiencing better sleeps, more solid sleeps. That plays a vital role within our health, because the more sleep you can have or the deeper sleep you can have, you run at an optimal level. And we're seeing that across the board.
And with our beautiful pets, as you mentioned, Jody, you know, they're so close to the ground and there's these toxins being sprayed on our grasses and people are buying, you know, carpets that have toxicities in them. So they're inhaling them because they're first right at the source, breathing that in.
Ah.
Yeah, we have really seen people have had their pets. They're moving better. They seem more playful again. They're more happy. You know, we know them. We're so close to our beloved pets. We're so in tune with their emotional well-being and their physical well-being. And that for us has been so rewarding. The type of testimonials we've had brought in and just so many people loving Healthy Home, which, you know, stands for Heal Thy Home. And our body is our first and forever home, and our pets, we love them so much. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of them and their well-being just as well as we do for our own.
Amber and I wake up daily and receive emails and phone calls from customers. And sometimes it's very emotional because, you know, you take a grandmother that hasn't been out with her grandchildren in the backyard for several years and calls us and says, you know, I'm mobile again. I have clarity of thought. I'm able to play with my grandkids.
I can walk my pets.
Yes, I can walk my pets. I mean, as dog lovers, cat lovers, and
lovers,
to be able to spend more time with your animals, that alone, longevity health, I like to refer to, that's what our mission is. We're here to really have longevity for us and for our loved ones. And if we can produce products that people are going to have an emotional connection to and see results from, I think we're doing something right. But to have these people call us and send emails, I mean, I pinch myself every morning, one home at a time. We always say our mission is to help home at a time. And that is what this logo really represents. Afacore, Healthy Home, we're building a home for people and their loved ones and pets. They're a part of the home.
Family.
Yeah, they're family. Again, it's very, very, very exciting to see what's happening in the marketplace right now.
Yes, I think people are more and more open to looking at natural ways to help their bodies heal, because maybe they've tried the pharmaceutical route, you know, the more conventional routes, and they have felt limitations there, or it hasn't worked, or maybe they felt worse, whatever it might be. They are realizing more and more that the natural route could be the more valuable route because it's real for the body. It's something that the body understands. So it's very exciting how much we have available to us today. And that actually leads into my next question, which is all about aging backwards. You know, we know this because we're involved in the space, all of us here. It is a very real conversation today. And we're living longer. We have these amazing tools to stimulate the body to heal itself, like I just said. And this applies to our pets as well. So as master cells playing a foundational role in stimulating the body to slow aging, I want to talk a little bit about that, whoever wants to weigh in on that piece, because your story of the grandma who is now able to be mobile and play with her grandchildren, you know, that's a small example, huge for her, but it's a small example of aging backwards in a way, her body responding. And so she is feeling younger, more vibrant, more able to do. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Let's get some thoughts.
You know, when you think about this historically, you go way back. People only lived to 40 years old. They were abundant in stem cells.
Yes.
Now we have relatives and elders that they live to 100 years old. But as Steve pointed out, by the age 30, these stem cells begin to dissipate. So if we can provide the body essentially with ingredients that are going to release these stem cells into circulation to do what they're intended to do, you're correct, Jody. This is, you know, it's anything you can do to help the body perform at its best is longevity, is health.
And quality.
Correct.
You know, like Kane and I always say, we're growing younger, right? And we want all the people in our family and our beloved pets are part of that equation.
Yeah.
So, you know, imagine if by the time you're in your 30s, you lost 90% of that, of your stem cell production, and you're running on 10% reserve. So it's about longevity, but quality of life. And, you know, someone can live a long life, but it's not quality. And so for us, it's making sure that we're giving the body what it needs to do what it naturally knows how to repair itself to do.
Exactly.
Cutting edge technologies and advancements in science. If Healthy Home can be at the forefront of that, bringing that to these beautiful pets and families and parents, you know, that's what knows that we're doing what we're meant to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, it is a staggering number, 90% by the time you leave your 30s. I don't know that most people realize that they're running on fumes when it comes to their master foundational cells. So, and with everything else that the body has to deal with today, that is a significant fact. Amber, you and I sometimes talk about, for the ladies listening out there, aging backwards and, you know, having that vibrant youthfulness. You are stunning. It's not my place to talk age, but you are stunning. And, you know, talk a little bit about what your experience has been using this type of stem cell activation therapy in your life.
Thank you. As Dean brought up a really good point, you know, as I moved into my mid and late 40s, I was waking up 3-4 times a night and I wasn't getting any restful sleep, which was, you know, throwing everything else in my life off balance. And I tried everything. You know, I meditate, I eat organic, I do everything. You took out stimulants, and I still was running up against the same challenges. And so for me, one of my most profound testimonials was when I started getting deep rest. And it was able to sleep through the night. And as we know, as we touched base earlier, it's a natural repair system. So I started having more energy. I found myself tired around 6 or 7 o'clock. Even, you know, before that, when I was getting some nights where I would have a decent sleep, I would be tired and feel like, oh my gosh, I need to shut down for the night. And so me having abundance and energy and my well-being, I mean, I have my 94-year-old grandmother on the product and she looks so different and so vibrant. She's walking stronger. She's gained some more muscle. So we just found, not just for ourselves, but for my own well-being, people will say, I have girlfriends who, you know, same age, and they're going through, as we go through hormone changes and all the other things that start to happen in our life. And it's just the vitality and energy that I got. I tell people I feel better now than I did in my 20s.
I agree.
Yeah, it's so funny, but I tell people I feel better now, more energy than I did in my 40s. So, I mean, we're a little bit different in age, but I absolutely do with the different things that I do with your products as some of those. But we'll get into that a little bit more. What I'd like to do now is we need to take a short break for our sponsor. So refresh that favorite beverage, get cozy, and we'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Pet Health Coach on Pet Life Radio. I'm Jody Teich, your host. And if you just joined, we have with us today Dr. Amber and Dean DeGrassi and Steve Perkins, who are all co-founders of a beautiful company called Healthy Home that makes cutting-edge products that help us and our pets solve problems, prevent problems. And today we're talking about something that is foundational, which is stem cells, and how to activate more stem cells in our own bodies, our own stem cells, our pets' own stem cells, for more youthful, vibrant life and longevity. So welcome back, Dr. Amber and Dean and Steve. I want to now dive deeper into Stem Active, which is the human product, and Stem Active Pets. I want people to understand what's here and why it's been working and what they might expect if they choose to try it for themselves or their animals. So you formulated and brought to market these two products. And one of the huge, huge things that I don't want to be lost on anyone here is with these products, you have taken stem cell therapy out of the hands of only the wealthy, and you have delivered it into the hands of the masses. Getting stem cell therapy has been a very expensive proposition that doesn't always work. It's usually by injection, but not anymore. We have evolved, and Dr. Amber, Dean, Steve, and the beautiful people at Healthy Home are helping to bring this to everyone, to you. So tell us about the vision of Stem Active and Stem Active Pets.
Yeah, I can maybe jump in on this one. We love this question because, as Dean and Amber mentioned, it was this mission of creating healthier homes. And we knew when we brought products to market, the consumer's more sophisticated today. You really can't, you know, just say, we think this works. And so we kind of like to use the phrase of we bring forward natural product breakthroughs. And I certainly think the research done around stem cells, naturally plant-based ingredients that can activate your body's ability to release stem cells, is a really unique thing that's relatively new. And so this is what's really exciting. Like you said, stem cells have been around a while, not really available to most people, certainly not the masses. But what we went and did is we partnered with a research scientist that essentially had spent the last 10, 15 years really researching what natural ingredients can help stimulate the release of stem cells. And again, this is a measurable thing that you can do. You can take these certain ingredients and see what impact it has on circulating stem cells. And so what had happened is we had met with this individual. Obviously, we were intrigued. We had a company, a channel that we could start to move this product through. But what really excited us is that we had the science behind it. And so we have papers, we have clinicals that actually show what's happening in the body at that time. So when we put this together, it was very important to us that we wanted it to be plant-based. We wanted it to be vegan. We wanted it to be all natural. And so what we did is we found essentially the most powerful ingredients known to activate the release of stem cells. And I don't know if you want me to get into maybe a few of those ingredients.
Love you to, because I want people to understand what's, you know, under the hood.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go over the stem active that we have for you and your families, for humans, has three key natural ingredients. And essentially, it's a Madagascan aloe. It has that essentially all studies show that it does allow your body to release more stem cells into circulation. We've also got Tibetan sea buckthorn extract. And that too shows that. And one of the really unique ingredients that we have is one called AFA, which is a blue-green algae found in Klamath Lake in Oregon. And this beautiful ingredient shows also that it does allow your body to release these stem cells into circulation. And so we can make really powerful claims. Like within a few hours of taking this product, you will see a 40 to 60% increase of circulating stem cells in the body. And that's very, very powerful. Well, the fun part of this, we release that. And, you know, a year later, as we get into this, we find out that there's been some research specifically around that blue-green algae, this AFA product ingredient. And they have done studies that show it can also do the same thing with our pets. And so we've got these studies that say, and so of course we get excited and we're like, listen, stem active just doesn't have to be for humans anymore. We can make and create a stem active pets. And stem active pets does differ. Obviously, we only put in products that have the science behind that. We know that are completely safe for your pets and your furry loved ones. And so that was important to us. So we did also include on the stem active pets a really unique ingredient called curcumin bio BDMC. Fancy word, that's just what it's called. But essentially what that does is that's essentially a 30-to-1 ratio of curcumin that's very safe for pets to take. And what you get here is really this powerhouse. It has antioxidants, it delivers rapid results. And really what it can do is it can help with gut health, fur health, everything like that. So it was kind of a 1-2 approach of saying, okay, if we can increase the amount of circulating stem cells, you're going to have your pets feeling younger, acting younger. But in addition to that, we wanted to kind of have an all-inclusive. So we also wanted something that could help with some of the inflammation that your pets deal with. And the exciting part specifically, and Amber's right, we have thousands of testimonials of humans, but anytime a human shares a story, you always have questions. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, did that really happen? Placebo, all of this. The beautiful thing is when people started taking the stem active pets, pets don't fake it. So these could be, and I know we'll talk about that in a little while. I know we have examples. You know if your pet's moving better. You know if your pet is more vibrant and more healthy. And so when we started seeing those testimonials come in, we just got so excited because we're like, it is working at the pet level as well. So that's really kind of the key ingredients behind this product play a pivotal role because the science matches and we know what's happening in the body. And so it's really exciting to kind of bring this out and let people try it for themselves.
Thank you, Steve. I love that. And I think it's so valuable that you do have the science behind it because there are people who absolutely require the science and I have to respect that. And there are people who, you know, just really, how do I feel is enough for them as long as, you know, the ingredients are natural and they're good ingredients. But having the science always is that beautiful credibility piece, right? So having these stories and these clinical trials and experiments hand in hand is beautiful. It's wonderful. So let's dive a little bit into senior pets. Senior pets, you know, things like with senior humans, things are starting to break down more and more. And that's not only in the body, but also the mind. And it's a really, really difficult thing for a pet parent to start seeing their animal decline because, you know, we want them to live forever, right? So how can pet parents identify whether their pet might benefit from stem cell activation? And while seniors are the ones that we sort of most focus on to try and turn back the hands of time, we also want our younger ones to get on the right track so that they grow up and live very long, vibrantly healthy lives. So how can pet parents identify whether their pet might benefit?
I have some dear friends of mine in the community and they have 3 dogs. And they're larger dogs. And the elderly dog is 12 years old. It's a German Shepherd. And its hind legs are now kind of dragging. We've seen this over the years. And we were talking one day at the park. And I said, listen, we have a product that I think you might appreciate. And we talked a little bit more about it. So they got their dog on this product. Now, there's 3 dogs in total. But the 2 other dogs, they're 5 and 6 years old. But the essentially the brother is 12. And I've seen over the course of 1 year now, because we meet up occasionally and we have coffee and the dogs run around. And I'm seeing this 12-year-old dog now acting like the other dogs. The behavior, the energy levels, I see a completely different animal. And for me, when I see and witness this and my friends, not only do I see it in the dog and I'm so grateful for what I'm witnessing, but in the parents of the dog. These are their children. These are my friends. And
we're all there.
smiling. And here we are. And it's a great conversation because we're all watching this elderly dog have the characteristics of when he was younger. And, you know, I'm seeing this more and more around me. And when you're out and about, and it's just a great conversational piece to talk about STEMs, you know, STEM active for pets, because nobody's ever heard of this. Essentially, it's not normal. So the conversation is very enlightening for people. And I'm seeing that happening more and more within the company, within my own community. And I know that it's happening all around the world right now.
Yes. Yes. We're so proud of all the testimonials that are coming in and, you know, and what we're seeing experiencing with these animals across the board, because we've had every type of testimonial come through for animals, all these furry pets and in all sorts of sizes and shapes. But it's really, really profound to see, as Dean mentioned, you know, we're always focusing on the result of the animal, but you see the light come back to the pet parent, because we would do anything in the world for our children. We'll do anything in the world for our beloved pet.
We absolutely will.
Yeah, it brings the heart and spirit back of the pet owners as well. And that's really, you know, they're just so grateful.
Absolutely. There are a couple of really important things that I just sort of want to mention in response to what you said. What both of you said, actually. So, Dean, with German Shepherds, as you may well know, those hind legs are a huge vulnerability because of poor breeding, overbreeding, whatever. You see, they kind of like the German Shepherds' backs are like this, and the feet are already, the legs are crunched down. I had a German Shepherd for 14 and a half years, and they go in one of two ways. Either it's dysplasia, hip dysplasia, or it's spinal degeneration disease. And in both instances, the back legs start going. That STEM active, and this doesn't happen overnight, and this is something that I want people to understand, this is not a pharmaceutical. Pharmaceuticals are like an anvil to the body, you know, over the head. It is harsh and it creates immediate results, but it's not always the kind of result that you want, because there's always fallout with pharmaceuticals. So when you're dealing with natural methods of healing, it takes time. So I love that you said over the course of a year, you saw a radical change in this dog who was now behaving like dogs half his age. And for a German Shepherd that has such a vulnerability, and they're not light dogs, they're not toy dogs, so there's weight on those legs, this is really huge to hear. There, anyone with a German Shepherd out there can relate. And Amber, when you were talking about, you've heard every story under the sun about pets, I mean, just through you guys, I heard a story about a fish. I heard a story about a bird. I heard a story about a dog with joint issues. I heard a story about a horse with no hair.
Yeah.
Correct.
Really? And this was before STEM active pets. So maybe, and I don't know if Steve, you want to jump in for this one or not, but STEM active pets is a tube. Okay. So some animals may love it and some may not love it. But I'm curious if it's possible for the ones that don't take to the chew today, let's say, to benefit from STEM active. Is that possible?
Yeah, no, I think so. I'll show you what one looks like. I just, so I could show it, because I think people are curious.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
It's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's relatively small. So it's, you can kind of see what that looks like. My dog will, in fact, he's staring at me. He heard me open that package. He's
looking,
like, wait a sec. A minute, Oscar. We'll let him say hi. But no, I mean, as far as pets in general, I mean, obviously, a lot of the research is done on dogs and things like that, just because that's where the biggest market is for that. But it is available to really any animal. There's nothing harmful that would be in this. And we would just, obviously, we have pounds is what's on the packaging. So depending on the animal, kind of what you know, a horse would be essentially one tablet per 200 pounds, whereas a dog, a little different with the metabolism. So it kind of depends on if you're under 30 or over 30 pounds. And so we kind of have some of those guidelines, but really, like you said, the idea of activating stem cells is not unique to just dogs and humans. Every essential mammal has, animal has these stem cells. It's the same, you know, our biology is remarkably similar to really all living things. And when you kind of get to know that, you realize that the building blocks of that repair system is the same across all living things. And so when you start to kind of understand that, then you understand that really this can be a benefit to quite a few people. And I would say 80% of the dogs eat it up like a treat, like my dog does. You know, you can crush it up, sprinkle it on food, which we know some people do.
Another option. Mix it into food.
Yeah. And then some slap a little peanut butter on it and it goes down real easy. I can promise you that. So it just kind of depends. We know there's picky pets out there. There's not a perfect scenario, but it's completely all natural. And for the most part, we haven't had any pushback on that. But it's been fun to kind of see how our pets react. And like Amber said, more importantly, how they feel.
I love that. Thank you so much, guys. Okay, so we talked about that it's not just for dogs and cats, that pretty much any pet can benefit, which is wonderful. I guess that if there's one more story you want to end with that, you know, is maybe one that sticks out in the mind of a pet that has benefited from using STEM active pets, that would be great. And if there's anything that we haven't covered, you know, Dr. Amber, Dean, Steve, anything that we haven't covered, you know, now's a good time. Hi, Oscar. Oh, hi, buddy.
You say
he's
hi?
Cutie patootie.
He's one that, you know, he's not an older dog. He's 5 years old, relatively healthy. A few digestion issues. We just noticed just consistency, things like that, that we struggle with. So I thought a great example of what we talked about earlier. Who is this for? I think realistically, puppies, you know, they're pretty healthy. They're pretty indestructible, just like us, right? We said all the way through your 20s, you're indestructible. Then you reach your 30s, 40s, and 50s, and you're like, oh no, I have to take care of avoid problems in the future. And I think that really it goes the same. I mean, your dog, once it's outside of kind of that puppy phase, you now are in a preventative kind of mode of making sure that you can avoid or at least prolong some of those real serious issues that come along. So whether that's maintenance or things like that, but I only share Oscar because it was one where we noticed his diet had stayed consistent. We're pretty good about what we feed him, all those things. You know, we have kids, we take him on walks, but so I wouldn't say that we felt like he needed something, but we, of course, you know, he's going to take this product and he loves it. And so we get him on this product and suddenly things that we didn't notice before we saw differences in, he was much more lively on his walks. You know what I mean? Just, you know how sometimes he was a little bit sluggish before, now he's kind of bounding all over the place, really enjoyed going outside, going for walks, his digestion issues. We saw much more consistency, things like that, that maybe we're just a little worried about. And even just some of his like brightness and fur and things like that. So a dog that I would say we weren't saying, oh, we really hope it helps with this.
Yeah.
Okay. And we noticed an improvement. So the easy testimonials are the ones where you're like, you know, an elderly dog that really is needing some of that. But I just think that's important to note too. There's just a lot of our pets out there. We, you know, we have kids. I want Oscar to live as long as possible, as healthy as possible, have a great quality of life. And then anyways, I just want to share that because I think it's important that sometimes we look at it. And Dean and Amber, I'm sure you have one too. I got excited. I saw Oscar.
I think it's a great thing to share because really any pet can benefit.
He's a family member. I mean, our own pup, I mean, he's almost 6 years old now.
Our baby.
He's at surgery, a torn ACL. They had to put in an aluminum plate. He's got screws. We're on day 8 right now, and I'm literally having to hold him on the leash from him wanting to just be normal. But I'm seeing that his incision by day 4 was already healing up. Now we're day 8. Like, I'm looking at this going, is that normal? And we're going in for a checkup on the 9th.
Yeah.
So that we can actually sit with our doctor, veterinarian, and ask these questions because I'm seeing him. His fur has grown back much quicker. I mean, we haven't touched base on many cats. I mean, I'm hearing so many people, a good friend of mine, He's been a customer for about 6 months now. He has two cats, and the one cat to touch base with Steve, digestive system, having troubles going to the washroom, a lot more consistent now, eating more. I mean, some animals, and I know there's a lot of you watching this, can agree that some animals are very picky and they pick and choose when they want to eat. I'm hearing a lot of people that their eating behaviors are more consistent.
Appetite.
Their appetites are larger, which again, energy levels. I mean, we all know that the body, whether it's us or animals, is magnificent. And if you can feed the body what it needs to run at an optimal level, that's going to improve the quality of life, whether that's us as humans or our loved pets. So, I mean, again, it's just every single day we're seeing more and more stories come in from people around the globe. And I mean, I'm so grateful that we were able to provide a product like this to the masses. And Jody, you hit the nail on the head. This is cost effective for people.
Yeah.
And that's really important because people nowadays, you know, there's budget is always a part of our homes. And we want to make sure that we're aligned with that. So I hope that makes sense.
It totally does. Is there anything else that I've left out that you might want to add? I want to make sure everybody, you know, is empty of whatever you want to share, because I so appreciate having you here today, all of you.
I would just like to say we're so grateful that you had us on and to create awareness for those out there who, you know, are looking for longevity health for themselves, for their loved ones, for their pets, for their furry families. So thank you for having us on, Jody. This is really important.
Yeah,
it is my pleasure.
You know, we're so grateful that you are part of, you know, the mission of Healthy Home and creating sacred spaces for people and their beloved pets. So thank you for taking the time to bring this awareness to people who don't know.
Yes, it's my pleasure. And thank you, guys. Thank you, Steve. I want everybody to know that you will have the opportunity to get more information on STEM Active and STEM Active Pets, to try it if you'd like for yourself, your furry loved ones. In the show notes, there'll be a link there and you can check it out. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. I want to thank everybody for listening. As a certified health coach for people and pets, my mission is to share holistic healing information for the whole family so that we can create vibrant good health. So tune in next time for the expert interviews, tips to give the animals we love the most vibrant life we can. I'm Jody Teich, and you're listening to The Pet Health Coach.
Let's talk pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.